17 St. Nicholas Church. Now we return to Crossroads Street and have a look at the sides of the main street. Right behind the six-story building is the oldest historic relic of the town, the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church. Because of the warlike circumstances in the first part of the 18th century, several Greek trader families immigrated to Hungary and many of them settled down in Szentes. First, they practiced their original Orthodox religion secretly at private houses. In 1773, there were only 16 Greek inhabitants of the town, but 10 years later, their number grew to 114. In 1781, Joseph II's Edict of Tolerance allowed free exercise of religion for the Greek Orthodox to build a church and to hold ceremonies with a priest as well. The wealthier Greek families of Szentes, Harish, Hadzsi, Gibba, Kálló, Gyurica and Pap used this opportunity and founded their own religious communion in 1784. Then, in 1786, they consecrated their small church without a tower built in late Baroque style. At the beginning of the 1900s, a wooden-framed bell tower was added to the church, named after Saint Nicholas. The present 22-meter-high tower of the church was erected in 1927, based on the plans of Pitti János, bricklayer of Szentes. The church is rectangular in design, with one nave and apse. According to the symbolic layout of the Orthodox church inside the building, is divided into three main parts: the narthex, vestibule, the nave and the sanctuary. In the vestibule there is marble baptistery. In front of the nave is the solea, and on the left and right side are the pulpits for the chores. At the back or southern end of the church is a dais with an icon-covered screen or wall separating the nave from the apse. It is a wooden-framed wall made in soft style that has three levels. In the center of this wall is the entrance to the altar, known as the royal doors throughout, which only the clergy may pass. On each side of this gate there are candle stands. In front of the iconostasis is the bishop's chair. The nave is where most of the congregation stays. The 39 pictures of the stylized iconostasis decorated with gilt leaves and rose heads are placed in three zones. The throne iconostasis at the bottom advocates and praying figures surrounding Jesus above, and the Golgotha cross composition with the prophets on the top. On the royal door, the greeting of the message of joy, while on the diaconal doors, Michael, Archangel, and the diacon picture of Saint Stephen can be seen. The wooden boards are painted with oil and the scripts are Greek. The throne iconostasis depicting the Holy Mother with the child and the teaching Jesus are not only excellent pieces of the master's art, but of the whole group of Hungarian Orthodox relics as well. In the niche of the southern facade of the church is a fresco depicting Saint Nicholas. Underneath there is a built-in marble slab containing the names of the church founders. Next to the marble slab is a beautiful marble cross. In the neighborhood of the church is the town gallery. This is one of those galleries that were originally built to hold fine art exhibitions, so its location and lights are perfect to this purpose. The exhibitions held in the town gallery are high quality events.